The U.S. is in a tough fight in the war of ideas in Iraq. A new report by a U.S.-funded radio station says that Sunni insurgents are effectively using the internet to spread their views throughout the Arab world, and there may be little the U.S. can do to counter it. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Daniel Kimmage and Kathleen Rodolfo of Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty have spent the past few weeks taking their PowerPoint presentation to U.S. officials and members of Congress. Today they offered it at a Washington think tank, explaining how the various Sunni insurgent groups in Iraq are using the internet.
There are daily press releases, there are political statements, there are weekly and monthly magazines, there are full-length books, there are short video clips, and there are full-length feature films.
The insurgent press releases, Kimmage explains, can look quite professional, like ones coming out of the Pentagon. And the films, some whipping up fear about Shiite attacks on Sunnis, others heralding Sunni attacks on U.S. troops, are also well produced.
Anything you need to produce it, you can basically pull off the internet. The songs are available, the statements from groups. You can take footage from YouTube, CNN, Al Jazeera. You can find attack clips. You can add graphic logos. And you can create your own film.
Like this one called The Wedding of the Martyrs.
I don't trust nothing walking over here. I don't even trust the kids. I don't trust the women. I don't trust men. I don't trust the old folks. I don't trust nothing.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
This film takes footage of U.S. forces on patrol that was probably shot by the U.S. military, and it intercuts it with footage of insurgents crouching at the side of the road. And these are two separate incidents, but they're integrated in such a way that you get the cinematic effect of a single incident.
Kimmage says many of the videos included in the report have musical scores, rarely with references to Iraq, but rather to the global jihadi movement. This one is called Top 20 and is a compilation of deadly roadside bombings. The authors of the report say their work offered a rare window into the Sunni-Iraqi insurgency. Kathleen Rodolfo says the language the insurgents use is meant to appeal to a broader jihadi movement in the Arab world.
What we tend to see is the nationalist insurgent groups make use of Islamic rhetoric to justify their cause, to legitimize their cause. It's much like Saddam Hussein. During his tenure, he always, in times of stress, in times of crisis, would make use of Islamic rhetoric to kind of rally the people together behind him.
She and Kimmage are hoping to spark some debate in Washington about how to counter some of the most effective insurgent propaganda. Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy Karen Hughes was asked recently about U.S. efforts to get America's message out on the internet in Iraq. She said she's working on it.
We have, for the first time, have people now engaging on the blogs in Arabic. I have a couple of employees of mine at the State Department whose job it is to get on the blogs and to look for misinformation or things that are not true or rumor and to respond officially on behalf of the U.S. government.
The Bush administration has also been boosting Arabic language TV and radio broadcasting, but the RFERL report says the popularity of online Iraqi Sunni insurgent media reflects a genuine demand for that message in the Arab world, and an alternative, no matter how lavishly funded and cleverly produced, will not eliminate the demand. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.